Early is with us with the Fremont Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to start things off right away between you and me.
Yes, sir.
Spring training, go Royals.
Woo! Let's right? do this. Yeah, okay. This is the year. Look out.
Yeah, it's just like a Cubs fan. It's our year, really.
So it's got to come back around eventually.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right?
It wasn't that long ago.
We're good once every 30 years. We're fine.
I like it. There's still time.
It's good to see you. Tara, this is our Chamber Business Spotlight, so take it away.
Yes, sir. Very excited to introduce one of the newest business owners here in the Fremont community. I have Brian Fox with Cornhusker Express Lube. Good morning, Brian.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Good, good. I was just telling a story a second ago before we went on air. Is that my son had my truck, and he went and got the oil change. And I said, where'd you go? And he goes, Cornhusker. And I go, all right, very good. And then I saw that you're coming in. I'm like, oh, this is even better.
That's absolutely perfect. Now you're going to tell him, great job.
You bet. Cornhusker Express Lube, 2210 North Bell.
Correct, right down the street.
You bet. So the name changed recently?
Yes. So, okay. Yeah, Kevin and Lisa Beck recently decided they wanted to retire. And I've known the Becks for quite a while. Yeah. So they reached out to us and said, hey, would you like an opportunity? And we were super excited for that opportunity, so we jumped at it.
So give us a little history. What have you done before this?
Yeah, so basically we've owned and operated Cornhusker Auto Wash and Cornhusker Express Lube in Bellevue, Nebraska for actually 35 years. So the Express Lube model.
So you're just getting started doing
this. Just getting rolling.
Okay.
First time. So we started out as a car wash, and we say with, you know, some of the customers came to us and said, hey, we'd love an opportunity to be able to have a one-stop shop, somewhere I can get my car washed, oil changed. So ended up opening up the oil change facility, and really, we did that based on the fact of we want to be able to accommodate customers. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to get you in, out, on your way. We don't want to make sure that we don't try to sell you something that you don't need. And so to get an oil change is just a real challenge.
So
we said, you know what, let's figure out an express model that'll obviously accommodate our customers, make sure we treat them well. And so that's kind of how it started.
Okay. What's an oil change running me right now?
So basically it's going to run you about $45.
Okay.
So anywhere from $45 to $59, depending on if you're doing full synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in and out in about 10 minutes every time you
Beautiful.
Come in. Yes.
Tara's got shopping to do. I mean, come on.
You know what? You don't even have to get off your phone call. So you actually... We actually can do it while you're still in the car. So when you come on in, you can have your snack, breakfast. By the time you're finished, you're ready to roll.
You're like, Tara, you're done now.
Time to go. You're
going to
have to leave. Sometimes we get feedback. It goes too fast because they want to use the Wi-Fi and you'll finish sending emails.
Nice. So. Some places will, you know, change oil and that's about it.
Yep.
Tell us about Cornhusker.
Yeah. So you know what? We do a lot of light mechanical work. Our goal is obviously to kind of maintain the express model. So outside of oil change, we do battery replacements. We're really proud of those batteries. They come with a 30-month warranty, which is a really good warranty on a battery.
If you had a 30-year, Brian, we would.
You know what? For you, we'll do a 30-year.
Okay?
Good deal.
We're going to earn that business. So, yeah, battery replacements, light bulb replacements. We do AC service. I know that's a hard thing to think about right now with the weather being the way it is.
But we'll blanket and we'll be there.
Pretty soon. It's going to be just as hot as it is cold. So we do AC services as well. And anything that you need in and out, we can get you taken care of.
When are you open?
We are open. That's one of the things we're most excited about. Our goal is to be there when you need us. And obviously finding time to get that oil change could be a challenge. So we are open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sundays 10 to 4.
And no lunch break.
No lunch break.
What?
So Kevin used to shut down from 2 to 3 so that they could have that opportunity.
Which was always when I went.
They are still getting lunch breaks. Yes. Okay. Yeah, so true. We did not take those away.
You know, he's over on Bell. He can walk to a couple of places right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
So everybody's getting their lunch break. But we're just not closing down. Again, we want to be there
when
you need us.
That's great, though. You can go over your lunch and get your oil change.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So, tell us about the model a little bit as far as your involvement with the community.
Yes.
You like to do there.
Yes. You know, that's the thing we're most proud of. So when we had this opportunity, it really was an opportunity to join the community. Mm-hmm. And actually, even when we talked to our employees over there, we retained all of Kevin's staff. So when we came in, we explained it to him. Obviously, it was a little bit of a scary situation because change is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of told him, give us a chance. And so we kept them on board. Then they've been very pleased with that. But ultimately, our goal is to support the community. And so we do what's called the Cornhusker Cares campaign. For every dollar spent at Cornhusker Express Lube, a percent goes back to the community. So single month, you can nominate charities, organizations, families in need, whatever that is. And every single month, we cut a check back to the community.
Really? That is awesome.
Joy with Habitat was already working for next month.
Already working on it.
Yeah, we're talking to her next, yes. So that is awesome.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah. So, you know, when we looked at this opportunity, it wasn't just to open a business. And when we were telling the employees, I told them, guys, we're joining your team. You're not joining ours. And so that's just the way we operate. It is 100% about the employees, the customers, the community. And we're just so excited to be here.
You ready for this next question?
Yep.
What's the coolest vehicle you've worked on?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Probably a Porsche. That was one of the first
ones. That was mine.
There it was. Oh, perfect.
That's what your son brought in.
I do not have a Porsche, no. So a Porsche, huh? That's cool.
Yeah, so you see everything. And,
I bet you do.
Some of them you want to leave to the dealer, depending on, obviously, the year, make, model. But our guys are absolutely fantastic. Rich is our general manager over there, and he is just...
Got a good name.
Rich Rivera.
There you go. Yeah, Rich Rivera. So any car, anytime, you know, we'll get you taken care of. And if we can't, we'll refer you to who can.
That is awesome. Brian Fox, he's the owner of Cornhusker Express Lube, 2210 North Bell here in Fremont. It's the former Beck's Thrifty Lube, correct, is what it is, and same location, same people, just different name.
You got it. Same service, different name.
Yeah, so and you can still come through and get in and get out.
In and out and on your way.
Awesome. Very good. Nice to meet you, Brian.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity,
for
guys.
Tara, chamber-wise, let Chris Walls know that the ribbon cutting is tomorrow, not this morning.
You know, I
think he just wanted to leave the morning show for a little bit is what happened.
Wanted a sneak preview. He was so excited to get there, he had to go today to pick out the best frames possible.
You need that. Between you and me, he needs glasses bigger than life. He really does. So anyway,
I mean, Thursday looks like Friday on the calendar.
Yeah, it does. It does. All right, what's going on chamber wise?
We have a ribbon cutting tomorrow from 8 to 10 at Vision Source. So a different time, not a different date, just a different time. Mm-hmm. 8 to 9, we'll do the ribbon cutting at 8:30. If you're not comfortable going, of course, you can always tune into our Facebook page and watch it on our Facebook Live. Then Monday, for all you people who love taxes, we have a tax modernization Zoom call with the state chamber. It's just for local chamber members. The head of the state chamber is going to be on that call. He loves taxes, so he's going to make it interesting.
Okay.
That's at 3 p.m. You can go to our website to get the Zoom link for
Brian,
that.
Brian, if you can make taxes interesting.
That's fantastic.
It's a skill. It's a skill. Yeah. But no, you can go to fremontne.org to find the information for that. And then next Tuesday, we are doing a ribbon cutting at Tailgate Motors, just down on 23rd Street at their new location. Awesome location. They did so much cool work.
Is that
cool
chamber
work.
Business after hours?
It is business after hours as well.
All
so,
right.
Yep, ribbon cutting and after hours together, 4 to 6. We'll cut the ribbon at 4:30. And the last thing is we're wrapping up Feel the Love this week. So S&W Storage, we're highlighting this week. If you buy 1 month of storage, you get 3 months free. So
very good.
Go to our website to get that coupon and go get your storage, your man cave out there, whatever you want to call it.
Very good, very good. If you want to become a chamber member, how do you do so?
You can go to fremontne.org or you can visit us. We're downtown at 128 East 6th Street. Or like I always say, just stop me, flag me down. I'm happy to talk to you all about how great our chamber is and how you need to be a member of it.
Very good. No pink today, really?
You know, it's getting closer.
Yeah.
Maybe next week will be springy enough.
Oh, you're a seasonal
pink. I am, okay, definitely. Right, that's a spring or summer look.
I would tease her all the time, Brian. She'd come in here and be, something was pink all the time, all the time. So very good. I appreciate you coming in, Terry. Very good information. Brian, nice to meet you. Keep up the great work.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in. That's our Chamber of Business Spotlight. It's 8:45. When we return, Joy McKay will join us from Fremont Area Habitat for Humanity. That's coming up next.
Hi, I'm Mark Villadalena.